you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you're having an awesome, a fabulous, a wonderful day, evening, or morning, depending on where you are in this, what we call life, this world. You know, people always ask me why I have so much excitement, but you know, it's not me. It has nothing to do with me. It's just the glory of God. It's just the thing, when you in your purpose, okay? When you in your purpose, you actually have a drive to do more because you realize it's not about you. It's all about helping other people, move them closer and closer to their purpose and their destiny in life. And that's what we do here at Good Deeds. I'm the host, Dr. Renee Sunday, and I'm known as the platform builder. Also, people call me the be seen, be heard, get paid expert as well. But the thing that we do, all the platforms that I have been trusted with, the publishing company, the radio and TV show, the nonprofit organization, even all the ministries that I do, and that's what they all are. Everything you do is a ministry. We just want to help people shine their light to the world. And what the light is? The light is your dreams, your goals, your passions, of course, and your destiny in life. We are here to help you shine that message or share that message to the world, and that's what we love to do. You know, the question of the day, because, you know, people always send questions in. If you want to send questions in, please go to our website, which is www.reneesunday.com. That's R-E-N-E-E-S-U-N-D-A-Y. And, you know, and I do my best. I meditate, and I actually research. And what's in my spirit and what gives me peace, that's how I answer the question. Now, I'm quick to say I don't know. I'm not going to say that I know everything because, well, sure, I do not. But the question of the day, and it ties so well, oh, my, and what we actually going to talk about today with this wonderful, wonderful guest. They said, Dr. Sunday, what do you do? Because I think I took a I wasn't as active on social media last week because I was actually I was at another conference. I love going to other conferences. I love going to, you know, on the, you know, spiritual side, physically conferences, and, of course, mentally conferences. But I love to do that. I like to glean from what other people do because the question she had, how do you stay – how do you stay on top of things or what's going on in the world? You know, even what media has with politics and with, you know, the social media changing. And you know, it changed again today if y'all didn't realize that. But anyway, with the things with email marketing, dot, 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 dot. I told her, like I just had thought, I started to answer the question already. I go to different conferences. I'm on YouTube all the time. And I actually look at people that actually have more experience than me. I know a lot of people, when we do our coaching, we call those competitors. But we all work together, I think. That's just the way I believe. You know, you can be your target market or the people that you minister to is totally different from me. You know, I am an anesthesiologist, so all my patients haven't had anything to eat. So they'll listen to what you have to say. But, you know, I do have an opportunity that I can talk to them, the things that they have going on in their life. But today, that's what I wanted to let her know. I research a lot, and we talked a little bit more in detail of the things that I do. But I'm a big research person, and the main thing I wanted to relate to everyone, please continue to have a teachable spirit. Don't ever, 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 ever think you know everything. Have a teachable spirit and come to people with the right motive. I've met people that's high in Hollywood. Bishop T.D. Jakes, Oprah Winfrey. Come humble. Don't think you all that. I don't even say doctor. I say Renee Sunday. Don't say minister. Don't say anything. But the thing is, you have to come humble, have a teachable spirit. So I always remember that. And that's what we need to do in life. You know, and the things that we have to be mindful of in life is all of us do have ups and downs. All of us do have things that happen in our life. Trials and tribulations. You know, like the kids say, keep it 100, right? Our emotions. You know, we were born with our emotions, and our emotions, what you deem are good or bad, you know, it's just a perspective of the thing. And the thing is, we need to realize when we have anger, when we have anxiety, and I'm saying we because all of us have experienced it one time or another, and we may be there right now. And you need to make the decisions. You don't want to make any decisions emotionally, right? And we actually have an awesome, awesome young lady. I mean, she is a celebrity therapist, and she's an empowerment coach. She's an author. You know, I'm just not giving the whole list. You know that. She just is a powerful person that actually gonna, we're going to dive deep in some of these things because guess what? Her expertise is going to blow your mind in regards to the things that she actually going to enlighten us. And I kind of the honor and the privilege that we actually have Valdemir Khalid here with us on Good Deeds. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Thank you so much for such a nice introduction. I thought that I was the one who was, you know, just hearing your voice just gave me even more life. It's it's contagious. I love it. I really do.
Well, I love it. I love it. You're just a wonderful
yes,
person.
That gives me life.
Really for seconds in the green room, and she already had me pumped up. So we're ready to glean from the amazing
yes, emotion
that you have been entrusted to in life. So please tell us, you know, because I didn't do justice whatsoever. Please forgive me. So tell us a little bit more about yourself and just the amazing things that's going in your life. And we're going to dive deep and peel back the layers on what this emotions that we all have.
Yes, yes. So hello, everyone. If you're listening, my name is Valdemir Khalid. I am a relationship therapist, couples therapist, individuals therapist in private practice called Life Rebuilding in New York City. And I say that my passion is, by the grace of God, of course, is to help save marriages and relationships, as well as helping individuals live an emotionally free life. So I'm so happy about this topic as it relates to emotions and being emotionally free and the power that comes with it and being able to regulate our emotions. Thank you for having me, Dr. Sunday. I'm excited. I'm excited to dive right in.
Yes. but you know, ladies and gentlemen, she's so humble because this lady has been on every major network you can think of. I mean, we're talking ABC, NBC, Steve Harvey, all of them. And she actually, she lives in my wonderful state that I, you know, love to jump in and jump out, you know, shop a little bit and come back. But the thing about it is she's so humble, huh? Her resume goes are extensive, but she's so humble. She didn't want to tell us all the amazing, I mean, every Ebony magazine, all the Fox News radio. I mean, the list can go on and on. But I love her humbleness because the thing about it, being a therapist, especially a celebrity therapist, you know, she has to have that humble component. But we want to talk about what she has graced us actually to talk about it, and it's a much needed, you know, as we sail the pulpit at a time such as this, about emotions. Let's dive into that. First of all, I hate to be, you know, to go back to old 98, I think what we used to say in college or school. What should we know, just the definition, I guess, if you will, of just emotions? Because, you know, they came with us, so it's part of our human nature.
I mean, emotions is just, it's how you feel, but I deeply believe, Dr. Sunday, that our emotions is really about what we think about ourselves and the world around us, how we see ourselves. I love to tell everyone that I feel like, for example, let's dive into anger. I feel like anger is a cover-up emotion. There's always something that you feel just before you get angry, whether it's disappointment, whether it's hurt, whether it's rejection. Anger is a cover-up emotion, and I think what's important is for us to really, really think about is the thoughts behind everything. What are our thoughts behind everything? Are they rational? Are they rational thoughts? Are they irrational thoughts? What is our beliefs? Because our beliefs is deeply linked with our emotions. Because if I deeply believe that I am worthy, everything is going to follow. So emotions is a powerful thing. However, I think it's just really getting to the root of that emotion. Why am I feeling the way I'm feeling? Why do I see this way? Very important.
Wow, that's just amazing. You know, I think our body, you know, with me being an anesthesiologist, I really know it on the cellular level because that comes a very important part when we put patients to sleep and wake up, A and B. Our emotions, or just like you said, anger, it does have a root cause in there. Let's dive a little, you know, as the preacher said, let's dive a little deeper, because the root of the thing, you know, a lot of times it comes from our childhood. It comes even from the you know, let's talk a little bit about that, because a lot of times we say we don't know where it's coming from, but it can go all the way back from childhood or, you know, or things we've been through.
Of course. And that's why when I meet with couples, Dr. Sunday, one of the first things I like to ask my couples is, what did you bring to this relationship from your childhood that is not resolved? Because of course, and the thing is, I always like to ask also is, what did your parents teach you about anger? Were you taught that that's the way to show your emotion? Was anger accepted? Was it not accepted? What were you taught again about anger? And how were you taught to resolve anger? So it definitely lies in childhood, but it starts with what our parents taught us. What our parents taught us, how they demonstrated anger, what we saw them do, their reactions to anger, signals.
Wow.
Were they quick to respond? Or did they slow down, take deep breaths, process it? So it most definitely. Oh, I most definitely agree with you, Dr. Sunday, that the root is always in childhood, something that was said or done or shown to us. Very important. And one thing, just to kind of say.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, one thing that just also came to mind is we have to be really careful about our cognitive distortions. And what I mean by that is, again, it's just the irrational thoughts and beliefs that we have that can lead to emotional problems like anxiety, low self-esteem, depression, relationship conflicts. We have to be really careful. And, again, from childhood. Those cognitive distortions are, for example, are we all or nothing thinking? Do we see things in just black and white categories? Do we overgeneralize? Do we disqualify the positive? Do we jump to conclusions? Do we mind read? Do we do fortune telling? Do we do catastrophizing? Should statements, labeling? So all these things are so important as it relates to our emotions, because again, they can lead to problematic states and behaviors.
You're right, and you that was actually my well. First of all, the first statement I wanted to circle back a little bit. A lot of times, okay, we say in childhood, but is there a chance that we have masked, if you will, or even put it in our subconscious? And we hadn't thought about it until something happened later in life. Talk about that, because a lot of people are saying, well, I don't even remember this, but they're acting this way. You know what I'm saying?
It's just triggers. It may be something that happens when you were a child. You buried it deep in your subconscious, and then you get into a relationship, and then it just starts to and it just starts to manifest. Out of somewhere, but it always comes from triggers. So triggers are things that are done or said that just triggers an automatic thought, a hot thought that's in you that triggers an emotion. Very important. But again, it goes back to understanding who you are, being aware of your triggers, being aware of your cognitive distortions so that you can address it. Very important. Knowing what your emotional triggers are, what sets you off, and why you need to understand them. Because, again, it can be dormant. You go through your life, it's dormant. Something had happened to you. Maybe you were 7, maybe you were 8, and you get into a relationship or something happens with a coworker on the job, and it completely sets you off emotionally, which is a trigger. But if you're aware of the trigger, if you're able to identify exactly what the triggers are, then you can get into the process of understanding them so you can heal, and also strategies for you to cope.
Now you hit it right there. Oh, wow. And we recognize that we may can do something about it. So let's dive on into that, because all of us probably can relate. Someone kind of, you know, I know what everybody's doing, thinking back in their life and certain things, and then you say, wait a minute, didn't I just tell somebody off on the interstate? Or did a relationship, did someone, because let me tell you what I found. Let me just interject this right quick. I found out that people, a lot of people won't admit that they were offended in a situation. So a lot of times this go unnoticed until, unfortunately, you blow up, if you will. And sometimes you see that, unfortunately, in the media now that it sometimes it involves people's lives.
Mm-hmm. But I think, Dr. Sunday, it speaks to a larger issue, because I think most of us, especially men, we have been taught to look like we are not hurting. That being vulnerable and saying that this hurts or that hurts or I feel rejected or this pain, this situation is painful, makes me look weak. And then what are people going to think about me if they view me as weak? So I think we've been taught in our society to look like we're not hurting. You know, we're told to be quiet, man up, stop crying. You're too sensitive. So it speaks to those things. So if something happens, what do? We internalize it. We keep it in. We don't address it. And something happens, like, for example, road rage, and then we just blow up. And we're not upset at what happened. It's not this particular situation that made it upset. It's just something maybe that happened even 2 months ago, and it's just displacement. We're projecting our anger onto someone else.
Wow. You said it there. But let's go on into this, because I love the platform that you have, because you actually help us with the concerns we have and with our emotions. So let us know, you know, how you assist us and how you actually peel back the layers even more that we actually can come to a resolution. And this won't be a hindrance in our life and our families, our purpose, you know, our businesses.
I think the first thing I always tell my clients, and if you're listening and you're going through a situation, the first thing I would implore you to ask yourself is, how is this anger serving me well? How is this anger serving me in my purpose? What is my purpose? So I guess it goes back to doing the investigation and really coming to the realization, the self-awareness in terms of who you are. What you're good at, what bothers you, what are your emotional triggers, what are you really angry about, just getting to the root of who you are, and then doing something about it. Another thing I like to share, Dr. Sunday, is, for example, if you have a negative thought, the first thing I ask is that you recognize them. The second thing I ask is you really ask yourself, where is that thought coming from? Is this my childhood? Whose voice is it? Is it my voice, or is it someone or something that was said to me? Someone said something to me that was hurtful, and now I am replaying these thoughts. Is it true? Can I back it up with facts? Recognizing those thoughts and then deciding how you're going to cope with them. And I always say three ways you can really cope is either you challenge the thought, you walk away from the thought, or you interrupt the thought as it relates to your emotions.
No, you said that. Wow. So in your actual, when you take clients, do you take them as a group, or you take them one-on-one or a variety?
I love to work with,
I
love to work with families. I work with couples, and I also work with individuals. And again, as I shared with you in the beginning, Dr. Sunday, my whole premise, even if you're coming to see me because you want to cope with depression or anxiety, or you are a survivor of sexual abuse, our sessions is to get you to the place where you are emotionally free, in enjoying emotional freedom, because there's such power in able to recognize your emotions, where they're coming from, dealing with automatic negative thoughts, positive self-talk. So all those things are so important in getting the person to live an emotionally free life, which is a powerful life. It's not to say that you're not going to have problems. It's not to say these thoughts won't come. It's not to say you won't feel anxious. It's not to say you'll never feel angry. But when they come, you're equipped with the tools, with the strategies on how to cope and to move forward and to live a powerful life.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, and another thing I have to put out here, because me being a coach as well and a counselor, speak on the time frame, because a lot of people, you know, oh, I'm not going to have a one session with Khalif and talk about that, because some people, unfortunately, we want to do like the fast food restaurants. We want to go from one window to the next, and then things are solved. So speak on that, because I think a lot of people have a misconception of how long it would take to have a resolution and what's going on.
Got it. I always say it's a it's an individual process, but it's also it's not a quick fix. Because if you're going through something, it probably took all this time for you to realize that you do need help and support. So it takes some time for you to really – and another thing I talk about is also the trusting, because you have to develop rapport. The person has to gain some trust to be able to open up and feel like you're not judging them and to be themselves. So I say healing, it does take time. It does take time. It's not a quick fix, but I do believe unequivocally that as long as you're doing the work, oh, there is absolutely no way. I always say I'm with my clients, we're partners. I'm invested. I give work to do, journal assignments, tangible things to do outside of the sessions to really help you. But as long as you're doing, I call it, Dr. Sunday, the heart work and the soul work, you will live an emotionally free life.
Wow. That's so powerful. Now, we can't get off here. We're going to give you your contact information shortly, but we can't get off here. Speak briefly, and you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know how I am. You always go purchase stuff, right? But tell us a little bit about your actual wonderful, wonderful publication you have.
Oh, my! This was my second book, but it was my second my solo book. It's called Naked and Transparent: 6 Vital Tools for Knowing Yourself. And it's really all about relationships and the importance of really what we talked about, being self-aware, knowing what it is that you brought into the relationship, and attracting healthy relationships. The thing is, when you know who you are, you attract healthy relationships. You attract healthy people in your life. Because I do believe, Dr. Sunday, that we attract people who are who either have the same emotional health as we does, or who are also in distress, emotional distress. But if you know who you are, you come to know who you are, you attract people who are healthy. You attract healthy relationships. And I mean, it's not only romantic relationships, but also healthy friendships. You know what to look for. You know that once you come to really know yourself, you know what to look for in someone who is exhibiting narcissistic behavior. Once you know yourself, you know what relationships to definitely avoid. When you know yourself, you are comfortable with vulnerability. You are comfortable with not people-pleasing, because people-pleasing is a form of self-control. It's a form of control. You're trying to gain people's approval so that you can have them love you. That's not authentic. When you know yourself, you're able to put a name to your wound. You're able to say, you know what? This is what's happened to me. So just to kind of share with your audience, Dr. Sunday, I am a daughter to a father with multiple children. And for the longest time now, it was a source of pain for me, because I felt rejected, I felt unloved, I had self-loathing. And it's by the grace of God, through doing the heart work and the soul work, I realized that I was acting out because my father wasn't around. I became a shopaholic. I was shopping to medicate that pain. And also, I was a people pleaser. To my expense, I became resentful. But all that was because I began to realize who I was, doing the soul work and the heart work to say, wow, this is the reason why I've been doing these things. I've actually been doing these things because my father wasn't around. It does wonders.
Wow, that's powerful. So, and I hate to go get to a sensitive concern. Is that where you got your passion from, to help other people, to make sure they have our emotions, you know, our rejection, all the things that we may have gone through, how you can actually walk them through it with a whole nother level of compassion?
Yes. Yes, because it's empathy.
Yeah.
Because when someone walks in my office and says, I'm in pain, even though it may not be the same pain, but pain is pain. Emotional pain is pain. And when you're able to tap into your own pain, you can say, wow, I understand how that feels. I see you. I get it. I can understand why this would make you feel this way. I can understand why that situation would make you feel that way, because you are able to be empathetic. You're able to really put yourself in that other person's shoes. Not be sympathetic, there's a difference, but empathy.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. That's a big difference, and especially being a coach. I mean, you know what? I'm not going to say that. The purpose that you are on this earth for, you need to have that. I mean, even if you're a healthcare professional, you fixing my car, anything you're doing, you have to have that. We always refer to Chick-fil-A, because when you go in Chick-fil-A, look like I feel like $1 million. And I know I'm not giving them $1 million, maybe, what, $9, $10, but that customer service is very important. I mean, if you have that, you will, you know, I tell people, don't, you know, when I coach people or anybody, that if you do the right thing and have that compassion and have that customer service, the money will
yes.
run you down. You won't have to worry about the money.
Of course. Yes.
Lord have mercy.
That's right.
You know, Lord, time goes by so quickly here. Please do this if you
of
have
course.
Any last-minute things that we didn't address. And we have to get you back on here because we only tipped the iceberg. Truly we have. And please tell us how we can contact you and how we can support you on social media as well.
Yes. If your audience who's listening, if you want to talk beyond this, you have any questions, please feel free to email me at info@liferebuilding.com. You can also go on my website at www.liferebuilding.com. I'm also on Facebook/Life Rebuilding, Twitter, it's Life Rebuilding, Life_Rebuilding. I'd love to keep in touch with you. Again, if you have any questions about relationships, life, depression, I am free, and I'll definitely be sure to get back to you. But just before I end, I want you to ask yourself three questions as you go about this remaining time today that we have. One, who am I? What am I seeking? Who am I? What am I seeking? And what do I need to serve me well emotionally today? Mm-hmm. What do I need to serve me well emotionally today? Who am I and what am I seeking?
Wow.
I promise you those questions are powerful. And if you ask, if you respond to them with emotional honesty and with emotional transparency, it's a powerful thing. It'll change the course of your life.
Mm-mm. I'm sitting up here now trying to answer you the question, but that is powerful. Oh, wow. Yeah, but the listening audience, they know my story. You know, I came from poverty, gratefully, I'm an anesthesiologist and all the things that God has entrusted me to do now. But you have to renew your mind daily and focus on the right things, because you'll revert back quickly if you really hadn't resolved that root we've been talking about. And I'm just grateful that I've had really strong ladies and men around me that have help me in that. It's not about me. It's the people that, you know, God has put around me that push me in my purpose. But we want to thank you, first of all, for being in your purpose. Wow, powerful young lady, powerful. And number two, thank you so much for being a guest here with us in Good Deeds. If you need us for anything, please don't hesitate to contact us.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Sunday. It was a pleasure. Look forward to doing it again. Look forward to it.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know you're going to be ready for this replay real quick. We're going to get it ready real quick for you. And I love you. And you know, if you guys need us for anything, advertising, sponsorships, we have a lot of events that's coming up. You know, we always doing whatever God puts on my heart, not just stuff random. It's a strategy behind it to push you to your destiny. You have a book. If you want to actually launch your own radio show or podcast, we're doing coaching for that, and we actually allow you to be on the Good Deeds Network. But the thing about it is, always remember, you do have a calling. You do have a reason. One, you were born. You have a reason that you're here right now. You have to do the three things I always talk about. You have to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk it out. You have to what? Don't stop. You got to get it. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.